Those that say that even the ones that have a minig not to eat meat the entire period of time from Rosh Chodesh, they can eat something that's cooked with meat. But even so, they're not allowed to eat chicken, even though kabbalas weren't made from chickens, or salted meat, which is also not good for kabbalas. Wine, it's fresh wine, grape juice. A maisa, if a person does need to eat meat, so he should preferably eat these before he eats the regular meat. So a chayshal bracha of Abdullah and Birchas HaMazon, the Mechaber says it's permitted. The Mechaber says, minig is to avoid drinking wine, Birchas HaMazon, and Abdullah. Birchas HaMazon is more understandable because we're not makbid in drinking wine all year round, so suddenly we start becoming more machmir to make Birchas HaMazon ala yain, should not do. Abdullah is a bigger chiddush because, be'etzem, there is a chiv to make Abdullah al kuis. Kofanim, since we have an eitza of noisnim, the tinuk, give it to a child, then we do that. Mishnah Berurah says he has to be a child shegi lechinuch, that he understands the concept of brachas, otherwise he can't be made to him. He says also he has to be younger than the age that he really understands the veils in Yerushalayim, because otherwise you shouldn't be giving him wine either. He should be mechanech himself, he should be mechanechim, not to drink wine in this period. So it's basically like somewhere between 6 and 8 year old. If you don't have a tinok in your home, then drink the kois of Abdullah by yourself. So it's mitzvah going mila binyan aben, nisim mesechus. So it's erisin, oichl and bozom, shoysim yayin. Any type of mitzvah, whether it's a mila, binyan aben, siyim of a mesechet, or suit of an erisin, and eat meat and drink wine. Kol ha-sheyachim le-sudet. V'yishat samsim shaloi le-hoysif. Should only invite people that you have shaykh to. You shouldn't make it suddenly some public heter for everybody in town to come and eat some meat. Once again, the friends are permitted, but not just anybody out of the blue. The Shvu Shachal Tisha B'Av, the Tzoycha, the Shvu Shachal Tisha B'Av is most stringent, and there, Ein Lechel Bas B'Lish Tesh Yayin Rak Minyin Metzumtzum. Aside from the Balei Simcha themselves, you should only have a minyan of people, and also it's excluding the immediate Mishpacha that Apostle Eid is, those do not count. So in other words, all the Balei Mitzvah and their immediate relatives can eat, plus 10 other people. As long as you're not eating this, even on Erev Tisha B'Av, you can have a Suda's Mitzvah with meat.